Recent weeks have seen Philippine authorities scramble to augment rice stocks in the country. Indonesian officials warn of possible social unrest due to skyrocketing prices for basic foodstuffs, irate Egyptians protesting bread shortages, and international food aid programs unable to buy enough goods to meet their food distribution targets for vulnerable populations. These cases should not be viewed as isolated anomalies, but rather as indicators of a global phenomenon, according to Lester Brown of the Washington-based Earth Policy Institute.
In 7 of the last 8 years, world grain production has fallen short of consumption. We've been pulling down world grain stocks until they are now at the lowest level in 34 years.
Experts say several factors are to blame: a growing world population, underinvestment in agriculture technology, high petroleum prices, housing and business development crowding out farmlands, droughts and floods made more severe by climate change, and growing demand for a limited supply of fresh water. In addition, grains like corn, once grown exclusively to feed humans and livestock, are now being diverted into programs to generate ethanol and other so-called biofuels as an alternative to oil and gasoline. With oil prices rising steeply in recent years, the economic incentive to produce grain-based fuels has risen as well. Taken together, these factors have led to growing food shortages and rising prices that could spell disaster for the world's poor people, according to Lester Brown.
People on the lower rungs of the global economic ladder are just barely hanging on, and as food prices rise, many of them are simply losing their grip and beginning to fall off. And what we're looking at, in the absence of a major intervention, there's a very substantial increase in hunger in the world and in mortality rates.
For the past 2 years, Australia's wheat harvest has been lowered by drought. Experts note that Australia is one of many wheat suppliers to the global marketplace. But they add that, given the tightness in world grain stocks, any production shortfall in virtually any country spells trouble far beyond its borders. Siwa Msangi, a research fellow at the Washington-based International Food Policy Research Institute, says the margin for error in global food production has been virtually eliminated.
The margins are certainly shrinking, and they have shrunk, and they're shrinking fast. So if one country stumbles, then you're going to feel the prices on the markets immediately.
Msangi, originally from Tanzania, has a set of policy recommendations for governments around the world: invest more in agriculture technology to boost crop yields, address climate change and environmental issues, improve water management, carefully consider the impact of biofuels on world food stocks, and resist the temptation to enact counterproductive measures to artificially lower food prices. Msangi notes that leaders in Zimbabwe and Venezuela have recently ordered price controls in response to soaring food costs, and said the efforts are making a bad situation worse.
That's sort of a knee-jerk reaction that a lot of countries take. Instead of the producers getting the signal, okay, prices are going up, we better produce more, it actually works against some of the responses that you want the food system to undertake when it's faced with high prices.
How high will global food prices get? Msangi says no one knows for sure, but he fears they may rise even higher in coming years. He says not only does the world's population continue to grow, but consumers in countries like China and India that are experiencing rapid economic growth are changing their diets as their incomes rise, demanding more high-protein food that require large amounts of grain to produce. In other words, not only are there more mouths to feed, but satisfying each mouth is placing ever higher demands on world food stocks. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.